This webcast is made possible in part by support from the listener members of the Classical Network, WWFM and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support.
What a grand and majestic tune, Ora Labora, played by Dr. Jerry Hancock in his last service as organist and choirmaster at St. Thomas Episcopal Church in Midtown Manhattan. Come, labor on. Who dares stand idle on the harvest plain while all around us waves the golden grain? And to each servant does the Master say, go work today. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Sounds Choral on Labor Day weekend in a most unusual year. I'm your host, Deborah Simkin King, a conductor and artistic director based in Manhattan and northern New Jersey. Labor Day is a day that always feels like the start of the new season. Back to school, back to work, from time away. Cooling temperatures. Well, this year things are different. Whether or not schools, office buildings, and businesses are reopening are question marks for many in our great nation. And seasonal changes aside, temperatures are anything but cooling down. Such words as battleground states seem to dominate the news, and sometimes we appear to be the not really very united states of America. So I thought that in honor of labor history, officially organizing in the 1930s, and especially this year honoring the workers we see now perhaps more than ever as essential workers, we would look at the spirit of our country through songs that so beautifully capture the enormous variety that is one of the strengths of this nation. I know that I absolutely love the part of the country in which I live, yet I hear songs about the Midwest, about the South, about the West Coast that lift my heart with knowing that all of those areas are part of my country as well. So for an hour at least, let's unite in savoring the genuine greatness of this nation through its music. Let's start with the middle of the country, often referred to as the heartland. We'll hear first about the Great Lakes area, specifically Wisconsin, through the telling of the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald that occurred in 1975 on Lake Superior. The song is by Gordon Lightfoot, and the version we'll hear was arranged by Alan Dunbar and sung by Contus. After that, we'll hear the beloved Home on the Range, arranged by Mark Hayes and performed by conductor Brady Allred and his Salt Lake vocal artists. Then a terrific medley that spans West Virginia all the way to Colorado in a medley of John Denver songs arranged by Alan Billingsley and sung by Hal Leonard Corral. To conclude, we'll go to the humorous take on the Iowa personality from The Music Man, Iowa Stubborn, featuring Robert Patterson and the original movie cast.
The wind in the white made a tattletale sound, and the wind time came, the old cook came on deck, saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed ya." At 7 p.m., the main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know ya." The captain fired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. And later that night, when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes, when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up, or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters." In a musty old hall in Detroit they prayed at the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewyandan of the big lake they call Gitche Gumee. Superior
was born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he's born again. You might say he found the key for every door.
But the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it.
Looking animal.
For a horse, yeah.
Good morning, neighbor. Could you kindly direct me which way is the center of town?
Runs right down the middle of the street.
Thank you. Excuse me, friend. Where would I find a good hotel?
Try the Palmer House in Chicago.
Good morning, neighbor. I'm a stranger in your town. What do you folks do around here for excitement?
Mind our business.
You are in Iowa.
Iowa. Well, at least now I know how to pronounce it. I always thought you folks preferred Iowa.
We do.
Well, he just said Iowa.
We say it now and then, but we don't like anybody else to.
We are from Iowa.
I know. Well, you folks certainly do know how to make a body feel at home.
Oh, there's nothing halfway about the Iowa way to treat you when we treat you,
which we may not do at all. There's an Iowa kind, a special chip on the shoulder, attitude we've never been without.
That we recall.
We can be cold as a falling thermometer in December if you ask about the weather in July.
And we're so by God stubborn we can stand touching noses for a week at a time and never see eye to eye.
But what the heck, you're welcome. Join us at the picnic.
You can eat your fill of all the food you bring yourself.
You really ought to give Iowa a try.
Provided you were contrary.
Morning, Mayor Shin.
Good morning, Mayor Shin.
It is if you want to go around your drawers all day.
We can be cold as our falling thermometer in December if you ask about our weather in July. And we're so by God stubborn we can stand touching noses for a week at a time and never see eye to eye.
You're welcome. Glad to have you with us.
Even though we may not ever mention it again.
You really ought to give Iowa, Hawkeye, Iowa, Dubuque, Des Moines, Davenport, Marshalltown, Mason City, Keokuk, Ames, Clear Lake. Want to give Iowa a
I am Deborah Simpkin King, your host on today's edition of Sounds Choral, and we have just heard Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, performed by Contus, Home on the Range, sung by Salt Lake vocal artists conducted by Dr. Brady Allred, and a John Denver medley sung by Hal Leonard Choral, followed by Iowa Stubborn from The Music Man. Since we are heading west, let's visit California with the well-known song I Left My Heart in San Francisco. This recording of the Tony Bennett classic ballad was made virtually by the San Francisco Opera Chorus under the direction of Adler Fellows and dedicated to the very medical professionals and essential workers everywhere that we are honoring today. Can you picture the cable cars as you listen?
The loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay.
The glory that was Rome is of another day. I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan.
I'm going home to my city by the bay.
Yeah.
I don't care, my love waits there in San Francisco.
I Left My Heart in San Francisco, sung by the marvelous voices of the San Francisco Opera Chorus, makes me want to pack a bag. Let's head back across the country next by way of Texas and Oklahoma. Now, I lived in Texas long enough and have enough friends in Oklahoma that I know that putting these two states together in a sentence may be considered fighting words, as strong as their rivalry is in football. But I'm going to risk it. There is just such a freshness and a can-do optimism about the following three songs. See if you don't agree. First, Deep in the Heart of Texas, sung by the Association of International Senior Quartet Champion Chorus of 2017. Then, The Eyes of Texas Are Upon You, sung by the University of Texas a cappella. And Oklahoma, from the musical of the same name by Rodgers and Hammerstein, this as the original cast recording, starring Gordon McRae as Curly and Shirley Jones as Laurie.
There is a land, a western land, mighty wonderful to see. It is a land I understand, and it's where I long to be. The stars at night are big.
It ain't too early and it ain't too late.
Starting as a farmer with a brand new wife.
Soon be living in a brand new state.
Brand new state, gonna treat you great.
Gonna give you barley, carrots, and potatoes.
pasture for the cattle,
spinach and tomatoes,
flowers on the prairie where the June bugs zoom, plenty of air and plenty of room,
plenty of room to swing a rope,
plenty of heart and plenty of hope.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain. Oklahoma, every night my honey lamb and I sit alone and talk and watch a hawk making lazy circles in the sky. We know we belong to the land, and the land we belong to is grand. And when we say,
yo!
I-yip-I-O-E-A, we're only saying, you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, okay.
This is Sounds Choral, a program that explores many aspects of choral music, and I am Deborah Simpkin King, your host on today's edition. We have just heard Deep in the Heart of Texas, sung by the Association of International Senior Quartet Champions Chorus. The Eyes of Texas Are Upon You, sung by the University of Texas a cappella, and the original cast recording of Oklahoma from the musical of the same name, starring Gordon McRae as Curly and Shirley Jones as Laurie. Next, in our continuing journey eastward, we'll start at the Missouri River with the classic Shenandoah, arranged by James Arab. We will hear it sung, appropriately enough, by the Missouri State University Chorale, under the direction of Cameron F. Labar. Next, to Rocky Top, Tennessee, sung by the Association of International Senior Quartet Chorus of 2019. And from there, we'll let the great Ray Charles take us to his native state of Georgia with Georgia on My Mind by Hoagie Carmichael and Stuart Gorrell. Lean back now into the slower pace of the Deep South.
Thank you.
Oh, peace I find. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia, Georgia.
I said just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
What enormous variety, and just plain fun. We have just heard Shenandoah, arranged by James Erb and sung by the Missouri State University Chorale under the direction of Cameron F. Labar. Rocky Top, sung by the Association of International Senior Quartet Chorus of 2019, then the incomparable Ray Charles singing Georgia on My Mind. I am Deborah Simpkin King, your host on today's edition of Sounds Choral, honoring particularly Labor Day and the essential workers who continue to be our backbone through this period of COVID-19. Now that we've arrived back at the East Coast, let's conclude our time together today with New England and New York. It turns out that the East Coast seems to have a bit of a romantic bent, moonlight figuring in our songs today from Georgia and now Vermont. Trudeball A Cappella is a one-man barbershop quartet, Julian Neal being the one man that you will hear singing all of the parts in this version of Moonlight in Vermont by John Blackburn and Carl Susdorf, arranged by Bob Greenberg. From there, we'll hear one of my favorites, New York, New York, by the renowned duo Fred Ebb and John Kander, popularized by Frank Sinatra and performed here by Hal Leonard Choral in an arrangement for choir by Mac Huff. Listen and enjoy.
You and I and Moonlight in Vermont. Pennies in a stream, falling leaves, a sycamore, moonlight in Vermont. Icy finger waves, ski trails on a mountain side, snow light in Vermont.
Telegraph cables, they sing down the highway and travel each bend in the road. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by the lovely.
could possibly top that? Moonlight in Vermont by John Blackburn and Carl Susdorf, arranged by Bob Greenberg and sung by Trudeboll a cappella, and New York, New York by the renowned duo Fred Ebb and John Kander, performed here by Hal Leonard Coral in an arrangement by Mac Huff. Well, perhaps there is one thing that could follow that marvelous New York energy. During this time in which all of us have been learning to love our neighbor in new ways by keeping distance and by covering our mouths and noses, choral singers have also been learning new ways of doing what they do best. There is no substitute for in-person singing, for feeling the shared vibrations when many voices become one, for joining hearts through song. But singing communities all across this great nation, indeed all around the world, have learned to at least retain the community element of what we do by making use of technology. Make no mistake, virtual choral music is not the future of choral singing, but it has served to keep our virtual hearts, hands, and voices united until we can sing safely together again in person. Listen now as singers from children through adults of all ages and from all of our United States sing first individually from their homes, then edited together as a virtual choir, the national anthem of the United States of America. I hope you have enjoyed today's journey in song as much as I have. As always, I welcome your thoughts and feedback. You can find me, Deborah Simpkin King, through my website at deborahsking.com, and I would love to hear from you. Sounds Choral is produced at the studios of WWFM, the Classical Network, David Osenberg, producer. You can listen to any recent Sounds Choral program by going to wwfm.org and clicking on Classical, then on Webcasts. You can also support programming like this with a donation in membership at our website. Sounds Choral is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network. Until next time, take good care of yourself and those you love and all whose paths you cross. And as always, happy listening. I'll say